In a few minutes, honey.
Oh, Ma, can't you turn the oven up? I can't wait anymore.
It won't be long now, Michael.
All right.
Oh, boy! I smell meat!
Well, one thing for sure, there's nothing wrong with your nose.
And that's surprising for something that spends so much time on your face.
Hello there, Roast. Welcome. You've been a stranger too long.
JJ, will you get away from there?
Well, I gotta go now, Roast. Just wanted to introduce you to my stomach, because y'all gonna be meeting later for dinner.
Will you get out of my kitchen and stop acting silly? Nobody talks to a roast.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that smell is driving me crazy. Roast baby, what's happening? Oh, Roast, you're looking good.
If you all don't stay out of here, that roast is never gonna get done.
I'm sorry, baby.
Ma, I hope you're cooking that roast right, because I like my meat just like me. Brown on the outside and rare on the inside.
If that meat looked just like you, it'd be all bones.
Well, if the meat looked like you, it would have come with a flea collar.
Junior. Hey, baby, how much did you pay for this roast anyhow?
$1 and 49 cents.
Huh?
$12.49.
What? He's just supposed to buy a piece of the cow, not the ranch he grew up on.
Now, come on, James. We had some extra money this month, and I don't see any reason why we shouldn't give ourselves a treat.
Mama, where'd you buy the roast?
At Morgan's Market. And I want you all to know that meat was marked prime.
That's a switch. Usually at Brogan's, the meat is marked choice, which means take this because you ain't got no choice.
Roast beef? Sorry, folks, I must have the wrong apartment.
Oh, come on back here, girl. How you doing?
Terrible. Just came back from Brogan's Market. And, girl, is that place a ripoff? This is what you get for 1 week's paycheck. 1 day's worth of groceries.
There ain't a thing in that place that ain't expensive.
And getting more expensive every minute. Look at this. 19 cent crossed out and 23 cents stamped on. 23 cent crossed out and 26 cents stamped on. 26 cents crossed out with a note saying, continued on the other side of the game.
Oh, you're a mess, Mama. You know that.
Mama, all this talk about food is making me hungry. What are we gonna eat?
Right now.
Right.
Everybody, come on.
Hey, JJ, I better warn you, man. I may be your little brother, but once that roast hits this table, it's every man for himself.
Fella, I'm gonna go home and open up a can of hash, y'all. Enjoy your dinner.
Oh, come on, Willona. There's enough food for everybody.
Oh, I could not be intruding.
Really had to twist your arm, didn't you?
It looks delicious and smells gorgeous.
Bring it.
Well, if everybody is ready, I'd like to present the guest of honor. Okay, JJ. You can say the blessing and take your hat off.
Thank you, Lord, for taking the time to send us all this hunk of prime. Hey, Ma, if you're taking all this for breakfast, I'll start off with toast, grits, bacon, waffles, ham, and pancakes.
Right. One oatmeal coming up.
Mom, if it's all the same to you, I think I'll skip breakfast this morning.
Why, Michael? It's safe to eat. Thelma didn't make it.
What's the matter, Michael? Don't you feel well?
Not really, Mama. My stomach feels like I swallowed my history book.
How about you, JJ?
I feel fine, Ma. Just great. Matter of fact, I dreamt I was trapped in a room with 1,000 Big Macs and had to eat my way to freedom.
Hey, JJ, man, please don't mention food. My stomach can't take it.
In that case, I'll have Michael's breakfast, too.
Oh, Ma.
Tell you the truth, kids, I don't feel too hot myself.
Good morning, Ma.
Good morning, Thelma. Are you all right?
Oh, Ma. Oh, I feel like J.J. looks. Oh, brother, then she's sicker than I am.
I'd better go and see how your dad is.
Don't worry about dad. He's tougher than nails.
Oh. Hi, James. How you feeling? Oh. Is it any better than last night? Oh. Honey, do you think you'll be able to go to work today?
Florida, what happened here? My stomach feels like King Kong is inside tap dancing.
You know, it has got to be that meat I made yesterday from Borgen's.
You mean it hit everybody?
Everybody except for yours truly. I ate all the roast beef and slept through the night. Now you're looking at a fine and healthy kid, dynamite!
That's because his stomach is just like his head, cast iron.
For once, I wanted to serve a decent meal from that rip-off market, and look what happened. Prime beef, my foot.
Hey, Dad, maybe the trouble is you don't have nothing down in your stomach. Why don't you try and eat some of this oatmeal in here? Get some of this down in there. What you need?
Hi, y'all. Just came over to thank you for that dinner.
Lorna, honey, I am sorry.
As a matter of fact, I was up all night thinking of a way to thank you.
It was the roast, Lorna. Everybody got sick except J.J.
Cha! Woo! James, you look terrible.
Well, ooh, cha! Ooh, Malone! You don't look like no prom night yourself, sweetie.
It's that old rotten Borgen's market. Mama, why do you shop there in the first place?
Honey, we got no choice. They ran everybody else out of business. Now they're the only market around here that we can get to without a car.
Well, that's some market. Made all of us sick. Cost me a day's pay, a time and a half.
Well, Lorna, you know, our women's club have always wanted to do something about that market.
Yeah, we've been talking about picking it a long time.
Huh? Well, I can't think of a better reason than we got, nor a better time than right now.
Right, Ma.
We are gonna let Borgen's know that we care about our families, too.
Right now?
Right now. Now, the walk and the fresh air will do us both good. Come on.
Well, it may take me a little time. I got two things I gotta do. One of them is to get my coat.
You kids look after your father while I'm gone.
Don't worry, Ma. Dad's in the good hands of Allstate.
He means the big jaws of all mouth.
James, I won't be long. Meanwhile, try to keep the situation under control.
I'll try, baby. I'll try. I'll try and keep it under control, but right now I ain't all that sure I'm in control of the situation myself.
Dad, is it anything I can get you?
No, baby girl. I just need some peace and quiet.
Okay, then I'll keep J.J. out of here.
Please. Out of my way, girl! How you doing, Dad? I thought you may want to watch some TV. You know, this is hard to believe, Thelma. I mean, here we are, we all ate the same thing. Now we're all better. Now a big, healthy guy like that is still laying there, like a wounded sparrow. Like a helpless baby, like a 98-pound weakling. Could have happened to anybody, Dad.
Just shut up your mouth and plug in the set.
Yeah.
Hey!
You heard what Daddy said.
Okay. Put my peanut butter and hot sauce sandwich, Dad. Well, why are we getting all this together, Dad? The set's tuning up. Oh, thank you. I guess we gotta get something for you to eat, Dad. That's the real thing we gotta do. First, we'll start you off with some of those chicken legs that Ma got in there. Then we'll get some of that bologna, which goes great with this pickle. Yeah, this is definitely what you need, Dad. Get out of now.
No, Junior, no. Maybe I'll be better off going to work today.
We shall not be moved. We will not be moved.
Junior, look.
We will Hey, kids, come in here quick. Your mama's on TV. Come in here.
Hey, look at mama.
What? She's in front of the TV. Well, look at your mother leading that picket line. Lola, right behind you.
Go ahead on, Ma. Yeah.
Look at my mama.
Yeah, look at mama strutting. Go ahead, mama. Go.
Yeah, give it to him, baby.
Uh-oh, Dad. Look, here comes the cop.
Oh, look at mama yelling at that cop.
Hey, fellas, get your hands off my mama.
Well, look at the cops yelling at mom.
Oh, mama just said something heavy to that cop.
How do you know that?
Because look at him taking your mama away in a patrol wagon.
Hey, look at that man taking Winona away. She's kicking and biting.
Hey,
come on.
Out of here. I go nuts when I'm cooped up like this. I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it. I think I'm going stir crazy.
Lalona, we only been in here 10 minutes.
Oh, I can't help that. I got claustrophobia and we locked up in this jail.
Lona, I just told you I already called James. Oh. He'll be down here to bail us out any second.
Any second?
Yes.
I can't wait that long.
Well, Lona, you're only making it harder on yourself. Now you've got to calm down.
Look, you're right.
Come on.
You're right.
Come on, sit over here.
All right.
Now get a hold of yourself. Everything is going to be all right.
I got a hold of myself.
Good.
I'm cool. Flo?
Yes.
We gotta break out of here!
Lona.
Oh, Flo, I'm going crazy. I gotta get out of here. I want O-U-T out!
Okay,
all
come
right,
on,
I'm
baby.
Going. I know the address.
I know you do. You've been here enough. Come on, this ain't no Easter parade.
Get hostile.
Hey, you're making a mistake. I'm an independent businesswoman.
I know. That's what they booked you for, honey.
Well, 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 well. Home, sweet home. Say, what you in for?
Well, We were just walking up and down the street demonstrating.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Me too.
I'm afraid you don't understand. We were carrying signs.
Oh, no wonder you got busted.
Well, I got arrested for street walking.
You? Street walking?
That's right. I saw my husband with another woman, see? And I caught up with him, and I threw her down on the street, and I walked up and down.
Bell's been posted.
Thank God.
Come on,
Flo.
Come on, Flo.
See you later.
No, you won't.
Okay.
Baby, you all right?
Mm-hmm, I'm fine.
Now, they didn't hurt you, did they?
No, baby, I'm all right.
You sure?
No, James, I told you, I'm all right.
How about you, Lona? You okay?
I'm okay now, thanks. James, of course, it's some bread. How much do I owe you?
Oh, Lona, forget that. Most important thing is that you're all right. Now, you sure you're okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Good. You owe me $25.
James, let's go home.
All right, but we got to make one stop first, Florida. I swear that market is gonna hear from me.
Oh, James.
Well, y'all can help yourself. I'm going home and forget this nightmare ever happened. I don't even want to think about it.
They had it on the TV news, Lona.
Woo-wee. Hope they caught my good side.
Child, this could be the start of something big.
Now, look, James. If we go to that supermarket, I want you to promise me you'll be reasonable. I don't want to have to come back down here to bail you out.
Baby, I'm not going to be nothing but nice and reasonable. I just want to talk to the dude.
Good.
Then I'm going to squeeze his charmin.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Mr. Borgert. Yes. Yeah, there was a little demonstration here. Yeah, but I called the police and they cooled it out. No, 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 Mr. Borgen. Hey, listen, remember me. I'm on your side. No, there's nothing to worry about, Mr. Borgen. Mm-mm, everything is right. Well, just a minute. Someone's out the door. I'll call you back. Come in. You the manager of this Tomaine Tabernacle?
Yes, I'm Mr. Gage. Please have a seat. What can I do for
now,
you?
Now, skip that, man. How come you had my wife thrown in the slammers?
Hey, believe me, brother, I'll be the last man to call in the police. I mean, it was Mr. Borgen. I mean, I tried to tell him to cool it, but no way. I mean, I really felt terrible about it, Mrs.
Evans. And this is my husband, James.
How do you do, sir?
Mr. Gage, I wouldn't have been out there picketing in the first place, but I bought a roast here yesterday, and it made my whole family sick.
Oh, you don't know how sorry I am to hear that, Mrs. Evans. And I'll try to get your money back.
Look, Mr. Gage, you are the only market the people around here have. And almost everything you got in this store is bad.
Mrs. Evans, I'm gonna lay it right on the line. You are absolutely right. And believe me, if I was the owner of this place, things would be different. But you don't seem to understand that this store is a small part of a big chain. And me, hey, I'm brand new myself.
You are?
Yes, and if I have my way, there's going to be a lot of changes. And I mean big changes. Hey, I'm going to make improvements all the time, even if I have to fight Mr. Borgen every inch of the way.
Well, you understand, we're not blaming you personally.
The hell we ain't.
Okay. Please, give him a chance.
Hey, man, I feel for you, too. But hey, listen, I'm one of you. But there's just so much I can do.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm working here 24 hours a day. Do you know, I don't know when I had my last home-cooked meal.
Yeah, well, I can't forget mine.
James, I think he's on our side.
That's what you think, baby. I think he's piling it as high as his canned goods.
Oh, James.
Hey, that's all right, Mrs. Evans. I can understand your husband being upset. I mean, I would be uptight, too. But listen, with good people like you on the outside working with me on the inside, hey, we'll be able to get something done.
Well, I guess you're doing the best you can. And thank you for your time.
Oh, I appreciate those kind words, Mrs. Evans. And feel free to come back anytime.
Well, you made me feel better.
Oh, that's what I'm here for. And remember, hey, I'm on your side.
Look here, man. You better shape this store up and fast. Because if you don't, they're going to find you stretched all the way from frozen foods to canned goods. Is you hip? I said, is you hip? Then say I'm hip.
I'm hip.
All right.
James, how can you talk like that to a man that was trying to help us?
Baby, don't you know a line when you hear one?
Well, I believe him.
Yeah?
And I don't think we should leave here until you go back and apologize.
Well, you're gonna be awful lonesome at home without you.
Well, then I'll apologize for you.
No, 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 Mr. Borgen. No problems. Yeah, I had a couple of pests in here, but I got rid of them real easy. And if I have any more trouble out of them, I'll call the police again. Hey, everything is under control.
James, huh? You were right. He is a phony. I just heard him talking to Borgen on the phone. He was putting on an act for us.
I'm gonna roast his rump right now. Oh, come on, Fly. Let me pound that dude in his face just one time. Make it look like ground round.
Wait a minute, James.
Huh?
I think I know another way.
What?
We still have some of that roast left over, right?
Yeah, so what?
Well, it's a shame to waste it, isn't it?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Evans, we meet again.
Yes, Mr. Gage. And this is Mr. Cargan, an interested friend.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Gage?
Oh, nice meeting you. And what can I do for you this time?
Nothing, Mr. Gage. This time, we want to do for you.
Right.
Well, what's happening?
First, I want to apologize for the way I behaved, Mr. Gage. I was
really out of line.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, and we got to thinking about what you told us, you know, about how hard you work and not being able to remember your last home-cooked meal.
So we thought we'd bring you one of ours.
Hey, oh, you didn't have to go to that much trouble.
Oh, it was no trouble, Mr. Gage. It was already cooked.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Gage. Dig in.
That's awfully nice of you. Would you folks care to join me?
Oh, no, son. You go ahead and eat it all up. We get our pleasure out of watching you.
Well, here's the good eating.
Mr. Gage, before you start, we've got two little surprises for you. One, Mr. Coggan here is from the Food Administration Office.
And two, that's leftover meat from the roast we brought here in your market.
Hey, man. hey, but...
No. Go ahead and eat.
You know, but I got a lot of things to do. I got to take care of a whole lot of things to do.
Well, I'm sure it can wait.
I really like this good food, but I just can't neglect the store. You understand, Mr. Evans? I got to work. I got a lot of places here. I'm a manager. I got to do what I can.
Mr. Gage, if you're not going to eat it, I will. You know, there's nothing like a first-hand taste of the product. Give me something to report down at the Food Administration Office.
Oh, no. Delicious.
Oh,
makes it feel good to see a man enjoying his food better.
It sure does.
Well, thank you very much for coming, Mr. Coggins. I'm sure you have other appointments.
Oh, you're right, Mrs. Evans. Anytime. You know, it's nice to meet you, Mr. Gage. Well, I'll be seeing you, Mr. Evans.
Thank you very much, Mr. Coggins.
All right.
Yummy, isn't it?
Make a happy plate.
Now, Mr. Gage, you got to come over for dinner sometime. Anytime, Mr. Gage, anytime.
But you know now, I've got to get back to work. Because this food administrating job has made me late for my job at the garage. I'll see you later now.
All right, Warren, take it easy, man. All right. Well, we did it, baby.
Yeah. But you know Borgen ain't gonna change nothing because of that, don't you?
Yeah, I know. But Florida, we got even. Just for once, we got even.
Yeah.